Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lions and Chiefs. It's game week. The 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs. Certainly don't have the mystique of yesterday.
No.
Yesteryear.
No. Yesteryear.
Now, that doesn't mean this is going to be a roll up and roll in and beat them up. I mean, it's still Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Kansas City Chiefs. They are 1.5-point favorites. Ticket texters with their thoughts. I was hoping Kansas City won because I don't want to hear about how we haven't beat anybody.
You know what? There are going to be those that say that. If you're not a part of that camp, then so be it. Like, it doesn't have to affect your mindset of the game. No matter if Kansas City is good or bad, Tampa Bay, like we get to the Tampa weekend and everybody's going to say, oh, well, you know, if you beat them, they've won all these games on last second field goals. And like, there's always going to be something that those individuals can point to.
I'm not really interested in impressing those people.
Those people.
If you're not impressed with the Baltimore win right now, I'm not interested in trying to impress you. I'm just not. And the schedule has plenty of tough opponents still coming up, right? Well, actually, Philly lost, so they're not very good anymore. And, well, you know, they can't run the ball, and they're not very good.
My biggest thing,
there's the Green Bay Packers. They're not the team they were in week one. So if the Lions avenge that loss, I mean, it's not really that big. See, I'm just not going to try to impress that guy.
Here's what I would say to those people. Do they look the part? Take everything else away. I don't know how you can say that the Lions don't look the part right now. Am I concerned with the cornerback room? Yes.
But is that a long-term concern? These aren't season enders.
Right. Arnold could be a little bit longer than Reed, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But Reed should be back, what, after the bye? Minnesota, potentially, or just after? Maybe the Philly game in mid-November?
Yeah, call up by Thanksgiving. I mean, even conservatively.
Listen, I think barring more significant injuries, right now, the way they look, on the field.
Yeah.
This thing's, you're going to be able to really, really take those people away at Philly. Do they look the part in Philly? And that would include playing a great game and losing by a field goal.
Right. On the road, tough spot. You'll get Lee McNeil back along the way too. So for everybody talking about injuries, like they haven't suffered a catastrophic season ending, season altering injury right now. So I know they're starting to pile up, but I got news for people. If you've watched the NFL before, this is going to happen to everybody.
And
you can't go. You can't get through a season unscathed.
The latest that they will get Aleem McNeil back would be the Vikings game.
Yeah.
Because that window opened. There's a 21-day window. It opened, what, Thursday or Wednesday of last week after we talked to Campbell. And so by the time they get to the middle of that, you know, bye week, he's ready to go. He's on the 53-man roster.
He has to be. Or he's done for the season. Isn't that the way that works?
Yes. So, and we've all heard about how good he's feeling, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Unless there is some catastrophic event, the latest that you will get Aleem McNeil back is for the Vikings game.
And when you say look the part, like we're talking about with an offseason where doubts crept in, would they be a team chasing down a Super Bowl? Yes, I think emphatically we can say, and that doesn't mean they've won it yet, but they will be one of the teams late in the season fighting for a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Ticket Texter says what they're doing is special, question mark. They did this last year and got booted by halftime in their first playoff game. None of this matters until the playoffs, Mark and Dexter.
What'd I tell you?
Yeah. Look, I understand.
There are going to be, there's a lot of factions of Lions fans. And I think the one thing that we can all agree on is we want the Lions to win. We want them to be good. Some may say they're good now. Some may say they have more to prove. Some are going to say they can't prove it until they get to the playoffs.
I understand, like, ultimately the season will be defined by what happens in the playoffs. But the idea that you can't see progress and encouragement along the way, that you just have to bury your head in the sand and literally not talk about them until January, well, seems Jim, silly.
Okay, well, that's not what we're able to do. But there are going to be fans that are going to be like, doesn't make them bad fans. I understand where they're coming from.
There's a certain level of misery, though, living life that way.
There is no matter of how much we talk about it or try and give them talking points or data that will change their mind. And that's okay.
That's my problem right now with some fans is enjoy the ride. I've always said that. Be a fan. Be in the moment. I don't know how you can't be more than satisfied with the start of this season.
Agreed.
Well, and I guess what I'm saying is, I'm just not going to argue with those fans. I'm just not, because there's nothing that we can say. We're going to sit here and pound the table and say, this is a good team. We're going to ask the question, are they the best team in the NFC? Are they the best team in the league? Are they better than they were last year? All of those questions we will ask, and we'll ask them throughout the course of this week.
Yeah, but we're talking to a brick wall with that guy, because that guy doesn't want to hear any of it until January. So,
and to that guy probably complains about kids who want instant gratification. You want instant gratification right now. You want the final destination. You're not willing to go on the ride. You're not willing to ride the roller coaster as a fan. It's simply playoffs or bust.
We stumbled into a Lions conversation, John, and the people want to speak, so we're here to hear them.
Let's talk with them.
All right, let's get to Stu in West Bloomfield. Stu, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. Happy Taco Tuesday, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, Stu?
And I'm awesome. John, I got to say, I've been a fan of yours all my life, so I love hearing you every morning.
Thank you.
But with the Lions, we could go back to how we was with the 0-16 season and can't win a game, or we can ride the wave and take these wins. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, a team can beat you, and just love what we're getting right now. And then when the playoffs come, we got playoff football. Or we can go back to not having playoff football and be the laughingstock of the league.
So you want to enjoy the ride. You want to enjoy every single win. No matter who it is, you want to enjoy the moment.
By 1 point or by 30 points, a win is a win. And if we don't win, we can't get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what gets me, Stu, is they're not winning by 1 point. You know, like they're winning by 12, 13, 14, 20, 25. Like they're not eking by and giving people reasons to be concerned, yet some fans are choosing to find concerns anyway.
Yeah, and so there's one thing that I hear quite a bit, because we've had this, you know, really close a couple of times with the Tigers. It hasn't been that way with the Pistons and Wings, but now that we're here with the Lions and here on Twitch by our weather guy, I'm enjoying the ride. I do hope this era of Lions football ends in at least one title and not be like the Tigers from 06 to 14.
I get that 100%. I do. But it would be weird if during the 06 season or the 2012 season, if you were like, yeah, I know we just swept the division, or yeah, I know we just got a big series win, but I'm going to hold off on feeling any type of emotion until we win the World Series.
Right. I mean,
I'm not going to be excited about my team because we are not currently on Woodward. We do not have drunk players celebrating with a trophy. Therefore, I'm not happy.
Right. That's the ultimate goal. But in the process of getting there, I mean, if it happens this year, if it happens next year, let's just assume at some point it does in the next 3 years. Well, then you can look back and say, "Wow, we had that chance in 24, but it was the injuries and we couldn't find a way to get over the hump." And whatever happens this year, and whether it's injuries in the secondary, or we'll look back at the San Francisco game and say, yep, we had that opportunity. There was just always something that prevented us. But the ride over the last 4 years has been amazing, and ultimately culminating in the lessons you got to learn to get to and win a Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I want to be clear, we're not saying you can't be critical of your team while they're winning. Like, John, if they lose a game, we're going to talk about what went wrong. If you have valid concerns of why this team's not going to get it done, we can talk to you about it. What I don't understand is when they win emphatically, people are like trying to find things.
Well, because
that's what kind of gets me. It's like if it's obvious and there's a conversation to be had, nobody on this show is running from that conversation. Nobody on the station is going to run from that conversation. We had the conversation when they lost to Green Bay, but man, have they responded. Boy, do they look good. And boy, has it been convincing. And yet I still don't understand why people are searching for things to be concerned about.
Well, because the Lions have never done it. And there is a measure of some of those fans that by the time they get to the end of the season and they lose to Washington unexpectedly, they're going to be the first ones that call in and say,
"See,
I told you so." But they didn't beat anybody in the regular season. They weren't prepared for the regular season. And we had gone into this one going, hey, this is a season where the record, they may be better, but the record might not be as good as it was last year, but they should be a team that is tested. Now everybody is, not everybody, there is a faction of the fan base that's saying, well, they're not really tested because they haven't beat anybody.
Which, the Baltimore game happened. I don't care that they're hurt now. They were healthy when it happened. You said there's the I told you so guy. And that's kind of what irks you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
What irks me about that is they're going to act like, well, I didn't get my feelings hurt because I didn't let myself get caught up. Mm-hmm. And you also didn't get to enjoy any of the wins that come with 15-2 last year. You could be the duality of man, enjoying your team winning in the regular season. And then, wow. Yeah, it means you have your heart broken, but feel emotions.
The duality of man.
Your heart's beating. You're alive. Feel emotions. You're not cool because you don't care.
Where are the golf haters, by the way? He has the best passer rating in the NFL. That's where they're at, hiding. They're waiting to pounce when he has that moment. And he will have a moment at some point this year because that's who he is.
Well, he's already had one.
He had the one in Green Bay. I would contend looking back at that game, if he doesn't throw that pick, maybe we have a different outcome.
Possibly. I mean, things always change when you change one factor. The rest of the game, whether what Green Bay does, what the Lions do, all changes.
Let's get some more thoughts. Paul in Belleville. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was telling the screener, these fans that can't enjoy it week by week, you know, they're the same fans that probably hold others to a standard they can't keep themselves, or that crab mentality. Like, when I take the games week by week, if we win, great, all right. If they lose, I'm hoping they correct. It's a thrill when we watch them on TV and you see blue jerseys in the opposing team's team. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh, Pete, we had years and years of bad football, you know, and you just don't know how to enjoy it. You know, crab mentality.
Yeah,
you know, they're in the bottom of the bucket.
And, no, sorry, the crab mentality. Go ahead.
you know, the crabs are in the bottom of the bucket, and that one crab wants to get out of the bucket, and that crab that's in the bottom pulls them down. You know, the crabs do that.
Yeah, no one wants crabs.
And yeah, nobody wants crabs. Exactly. Enjoy it, man. People just don't know how to enjoy it week by week. They're wowsy, wowsy, woo-woo, schlep rock, the cloud over them. Not me, man. Not me. I'm enjoying this.
Yep. And you should, Paul. Look at us, a little philosophical stuff today.
Yes.
Duality of man, craft theory.
I know, the thoughts and ponderings of one Jim Costa, the duality of man.
I just think, like he said, we've had so much suffering. I'm not afraid of, like, the team letting me down. Like, that's the reason I'm not going to believe in the Lions, because they might let me down. Guys, I'm 32. I've been let down my entire life. Some of you listening are older than that. All you know is let down and disappointment. I'm not afraid of the Lions letting me down. Well, what if I believe in them and then they fall short?
Okay.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Then you see what you could do. We can get all over Brad Holmes about an opposite edge. We can get all over him about the secondary. We can get all over him. Yeah. And then we'll dial it up again next year and see where we go.
Rev it back up. And look, they're going to have a shot. I think they've surprised people to start this season. And for some reason, the people are fighting that. 248-539-9797. Text says, I get both sides of the opinion. The trauma and the PTSD that this team has delivered for decades is coming out in people. Goff looks really good. I still don't think you can win with him. Okay. I'm just glad their schedule isn't as intimidating as it was in the beginning of the season. A question from the ticket texter. This is from Steve. So with Kansas City struggling, is this week a double-digit disco? We'll wait for Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.